Following a closed-door meeting with federal, state, and local agencies earlier this week on harmful algal blooms, Southwest Florida Congressman Francis Rooney held a second roundtable meeting today that was open to the public. WGCU's John Davis was there and has this report.
The one-hour meeting at the Conservancy of Southwest Florida in Naples brought together environmental advocates, scientists, attorneys, and other stakeholders for a discussion that covered a broad range of issues concerning the toxic red tide and blue-green algae blooms that plagued area waterways last year. Topics included health effects of exposure to blue-green algae toxins, sources of nitrogen pollution like failing sewage and septic systems, watershed conservation, and whether the Florida Department of Environmental Protection is able to take on its responsibilities. Conservancy of Southwest Florida President and CEO Rob Moore.
I think what Congressman Rooney heard today were some very specific concrete ways that we can get federal dollars and federal resources and knowledge to help us solve these problems, short-term problems like just alerting the public when there are blue-green algae and what concerns should they have in what areas, to the longer-term solutions of obviously getting $200 million a year for Everglades restoration from the federal budget, which we desperately need.
Some of those requests came from Audubon of Florida's Brad Cornell, who asked Rooney to work on funneling federal dollars from the Land and Water Conservation Fund toward purchasing land for national wildlife refuges in Florida. Cornell also highlighted available funding for conservation programs through the federal farm bill. After the meeting, Rooney expressed interest in holding similar roundtable meetings going forward.
I think it's a good idea. I think the interest level's strong. And I think we need to broaden our base as much as possible.
Congressman Rooney says his top environmental issues going forward concern addressing sources of nitrogen pollution that feed harmful algal blooms and securing $200 million in federal funding for the EAA reservoir. John Davis, WGCU News.